ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 19 महाराज रहुगण मिट्स जड़ भरत। अहं च योगेश्वरम आत्मतत्व विदाम मुनीनाम परमं गुरुम वै प्रष्टुं प्रवृत्तः किमिहारणं तत् साक्षाधरिं ज्ञानकलावतीर्णम्। अहं च योगेश्वरमात्मतत्त्व वीदां मुनीनां परमं गुरुं वै प्रष्टुं प्रवृत्त किमिहारणं तत् साक्षाधरिं ज्ञानकलावतीर्णम्। अहं च योगेश्वरमात्मतत्त्व अहं च योगेश्वरमात्मतत्त्व विदां मुनीनां परमं गुरुं वै विदां मुनीनां परमं गुरुं वै प्रष्टुं प्रवृत्त किमिहारणं तत् प्रष्टुं प्रवृत्त किमिहारणं तत् साक्षाधरिं ज्ञानकलावतीर्णम् साक्षाधरिं ज्ञानकलावतीर्णम् बोलो अहम आय च एंड योगेश्वरम द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक पावर Atmatattva-vidam of the learned scholars who are aware of the spiritual science. Muninam of such saintly persons. Paramam, the best. Gurum, the preceptor. Vai, indeed. Prashtum, to inquire. Pravutah, engage. Kim, what? Iha, in this world. Aranam, the most secure shelter. Tat, that which. Sakshadharim, directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnanakala avatirnam, who has descended as the incarnation of complete knowledge in his plenary portion, known as Kapiladev. Translation. I consider your good self the most exalted master of mystic powers. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all learned sages, and you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to give spiritual knowledge, and you are a direct representative of Kapiladev, the incarnation of God, and the plenary portion of knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world? Who is talking? King Rahugana. And who is talking with? Jadabhara. So that much we should know. Please repeat with me. I consider your good self the most exalted master of mystic power. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all learned sages. And you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to give spiritual knowledge. And you are a direct representative of Kapiladev, the incarnation of God, and the plenary portion of knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Yogina api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam samyuktatama matah. Of all yogis, he who abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Bhagavad Gita 6:47. Jada Bharat was a perfect yogi. He was formerly the Emperor Bharat Maharaj, and he was now the most exalted personality among learned sages, the master of all mystic powers. Although Jada Bharat was an ordinary living entity, he had inherited all the knowledge given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapiladev. He could therefore be taken directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his stanzas to Spiritual Master, Sakshad Dharitvena Samasta Sastri. An exalted personality like Jada Bharat is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he fully represents the Lord by giving knowledge to others. Jada Bharat is herein accepted as a direct representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he was imparting knowledge on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Maharaj Rahugan concluded that it was appropriate to ask him about Atma Tattva, the spiritual science. Tad vijnanartham sagurum evabhigacchet. This Vedic injunction is also confirmed herein. If anyone is at all interested in knowing the spiritual science, Brahma Jignyasa, he must approach a guru like Jada Bharat. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, this is the secret of receiving knowledge. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadeshnite jnanam jnanina satadarshina. The guru must be tatadarshi, and you must see the jnan, knowledge from him. Simply by reading books you will not receive this knowledge. Simply by academic scholarship also you cannot understand. Tad vijnanartham saguru mevabhigacchet samit pani shotriyam brahmanishtham. Shotriyam, the guru must be well versed in the scriptures, not bluffers. Oh, my Guru Maharaj is very nice, he has done performed a lot of tapasya. But if you have not studied the Vedas, there is also a highest tapasya. You can be a bhajanānandi, but if you want to be guru who gives knowledge, you have to study the scriptures. So many people can perform austerity, penances. They can be bhajanānandi, stay in a secluded place. But if you want to benefit the human society, if you want to deliver the people from ignorance, you have to study Vedic literature. You must be well-versed. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. If the guru does not know, how the disciple will know? And this knowledge comes by studying, by learning, not by some miracle. Studying in the disciplic succession from the bona fide spiritual, from tatvadarshi. Not like our engineering or medical degree. Because the spiritual master does not have to be tatvadarshi. Even there you require submission, attention and service. In any knowledge, if you want to learn music or wrestling or anything, you require some submission. But in the spiritual science, we require submission and devotion and total surrender. Yasya deve parabhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasyaite kathita yartha prakashante mahatmana. All the knowledge of the Vedas is revealed to you if you have faith in Krishna, and as much faith you have in Krishna, so much faith you have to have in Prabhupada. Prabhupada is guru who is brilliant as the sun. In the whole history of mankind, no one has gone to such an adverse atmosphere as the Western countries, America, Europe, Russia, China. They never heard the name of Krishna. They never heard the name of yoga. They never heard the name of bhakti yoga. They heard the name of yoga, means just a few exercises, that's physical exercise. Then only the India has got 120 crore people, 1.2 billion people. It is the most ancient country in the world, thousands of years. And yet, the knowledge about India, Indian philosophy, in the Western country is only about yoga, some physical exercise, asana. They still do not believe that Bhagavad Gita is 5,000 years old. They cannot believe. They cannot believe there are Vedas, four Vedas, plus there is 108 Upanishads, there is Vedanta, there is Mahabharata, there is Ramayana, there is 18 Puranas, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. They do not know this. Very little information has been transmitted from India. Then one person goes,
one person, 70-year-old man, and he gives them all this knowledge. All this knowledge. Can you believe it? This is not exaggeration. This is a fact. Systematic knowledge is given first time by a bona fide teacher, bona fide spiritual master. And the effect is, when you give the medicine without adulteration, without any mixture, the effect is that thousands of people are becoming full-time students of this Vedic knowledge, Vedic meditation. So this is the ideal guru, an ideal teacher we are so fortunate to have come in contact with. A very accomplished teacher. We all were born in India and we all had some access to knowledge. I used to study Bhagavad Gita, but I could not understand because my mind was 99% absorbed in sense gratification. And sometime I would pick up books. I studied Bhagavatam also. I knew some verses of Bhagavatam, some verses of Bhagavatam. But the conclusion, the Siddhanta, was not known. Siddhanta can only come from a pure devotee. Yes, here in Chaitanya Chaitanya it is said, Mahat Kripa Vina Kona Karme Bhakti No Hoy. By no other endeavor you can attain bhakti without the grace of a pure devotee. Mahat Kripa. Mahat Kripa. So if you think that I am devotee now because I was very pious before, because I was very learned, born in a very learned family, because I had a very good background, forget it. You are misunderstanding. Because if background was criterion, then why these American Europeans would have become? They have become gurus, they have become sannyasis. There is no other criterion, common criterion for all of us. Those who are born in India, those who are born in Western countries, those who are born in China, Africa. Only one common thing that has received, that we have received knowledge. Only by the grace of a saintly person. By the grace of a pure devotee. So, this is the underlying principle. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastrik hoy. Lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. Even by the momentary association of a Mahabhagavat like Prabhupada, even by the association, distant association, through his books, through his lectures, through his songs, through his letters, even by the distant association, by associating with his vani, with his speech, we all can become the highest beneficiaries. We have become. This is a fact. Even today, people come to Krishna consciousness by reading his books. So, Prabhupada has given so many new definitions or revised definitions of association. Brihat Madanga principle. Principle Madanga is Kirtan. Kirtan attracts people. But printing press is a greater Madanga, it's a bigger Madanga. And therefore, let's play Sankirtan like this. Confident person. He was confident. He came to America, he met some people, and as soon as they became a little more serious, immediately he started unfolding his plan. This is what we want to do. As soon as he got a little team, he opened his plan. I want everybody to go on Harinam. I want to distribute books. I want Mangalarti like this. I want everyday Srimad Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class, and chant 16 rounds. In this way, Prabhupada had a fixed plan that if he was at all going to be blessed by Krishna, this is the way I'm going to change the world. And he accomplished it exactly by utilizing the plan, step by step. Prabhupada explained made it, demonstrated it, that spiritual life is a science, not just a bodhi bhamanika kheta, the whole thing. A widowed Brahmin's farm, they say.
widowed Brahmin lady's farm means nobody takes care of it. Anybody can do anything they like. Free for all. Spiritual life is not free for all. Ado shadda, tato sadhu sang, atha bhajana kriya, atha na tinirutti syat, tato nishtha, ruchistata, tata saktis, tato bhava, tata prema vidanchati. Then comes love of God. Not that I chant a few rounds. Why I am not developing love? Why my eyes are not shedding tears? Why my hair is not always standing up? Why do I feel like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You will feel. You will feel. This is a science, but not immediately. If you become that sincere, you can feel it in this life. But the way I am going, it's going to take a few lifetimes. I don't know about you people. So, but this is absolute science. Srila Prabhupada always talked with full confidence, because behind him is the power of Krishna. Behind him is the power of all the great sages, the acharyas. Behind him is the power of Lord Chaitanya. Prithvi paryanta ase nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hai vimaranam. Wherever there is, in every town and village, my holy name will spread. This is the power. Power of Rupa Goswami. Power of whole disciplic succession. It is available to all, but Prabhupada had full faith. Shraddha, shabde, vishwas, sudrudha nishchai. Krishna karma kaile sarva karma krita hoy. If I follow Krishna's plan, Krishna's instructions, all success will come in our life. Either one is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprastha, Sannyasi. Any field, any position, if you follow Krishna's plan, success is guaranteed. So many things Prabhupada demonstrated, so many things he showed to the world. The Vedic literature is not some experimental utopian theory. It is actually practical. And you can experience by your own realization. So, sukham kartum avyam. Rajavidya, rajaguhyam, pavitramedu uttamam, pratyakshagamam dharmyam, susukham kartum avyam. It's practically realized and it is very joyful to perform. So, here he says, Maharaj Rahugan is a king, a good king, pious king. He wants to go to Kapila Deva's ashram to learn spiritual science. But he is Raja, he is king. So he cannot give up that identity, that false ego. So his servants, they picked up Jalabharat as one of the palanquin carriers. Jalabharat is not experienced to carry palanquin. He is a Brahmin. Still he is going on. But he is not walking very smoothly because there's some ants on the way, path, doesn't want to step on the ants. He did not reject the king's order, but he was following the order just as best as he could, without stepping on the ants, without stepping on the other creatures. King became angry, called him all kinds of things, animal, fat man, thin man, this man, that man. Are you an old man? Are you a young man? What are you? You cannot carry out my order, I'll punish you. Then Jalabharat finally spoke up. Finally spoke up and said, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. So I'm not fat, I'm not thin. I'm not the doer, so I'm not a palanquin carrier. And you're not the king, this body is the king. And this body can change. The soul can go into different body and you will be the beggar in your next time and I will be the king. So do not be so proud about this material body, which is very temporary. You will be king only for a short time. When he heard this wisdom, words of wisdom, then king realized that this man is not a Shudra, palanquin carrier. Not like his other carriers, who only know how to follow orders. So, he came down from the palanquin and he offered obeisances
He's right. He's right. Who are you? You're a great sage. Where did you get this wisdom? Who is your guru? In this way, King Rahugana recognized a saintly person, a person in knowledge. And then he started respecting him. So that is the first step. Even though he was going to Kapiladeva's ashram to get some knowledge of self-realization, he found this person here. So you should not wait for somebody else. When you find the right truth, and don't worry that, oh, my other guru said this thing, other guru said that thing. Oh, I also believe in this saintly person. I'll listen to him also. I'll listen to this book, that book. No. Prabhupada convinced us that Krishna is the highest authority. As soon as I understood that Krishna is the higher authority, because he speaks of the Bhagavad Gita, and because he says he is Bhagavan, he is the Pita, the father of the whole mankind. Pita hamasya jagato, mata dhata pitamaha. So first when I read Bhagavad Gita, then I realized, here is God speaking. Everybody else is a man. Creation. This is the Creator speaking. This is the Absolute Truth speaking. So why should I now compare this knowledge? Knowledge of a conditioned soul, knowledge of God Himself. Immediately rejected everything else. Immediately. Immediately took Bhagavad Gita as the... And immediately took Prabhupada as the authority, because He showed me this light. He introduced me to Krishna. Then I see further Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is again strengthening the position of Krishna, strengthening the position of a Vaishnava Guru, strengthening the position of spiritual knowledge. So, Prabhupada's contribution is that every word, every book, every lecture, he in our mind strengthens the position of Lord Krishna as the highest authority, as the highest worshipable object, as the highest, the best speaker of all knowledge, as the Samam Bonam, the Absolute Truth. Therefore, simultaneously what thing happened? We become Krishna conscious, we are satisfied that we have the highest knowledge, and we are also satisfied that we have the highest guide, the highest teacher, the highest saintly person that we are associating. We get Krishna and Guru both. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Vij. Brahmana Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiv. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Vij. There are two kinds of people, liberated souls and conditioned souls. We are all conditioned souls. Prabhupada is liberated soul. So what is liberated soul? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained very nicely. Nitya baddha Krishna hoite nitya bahirmuk. We are sitting here in this room hearing about Krishna only for one reason. Otherwise we would be watching cinema, chasing after women, smoking, drinking. We would have been doing all these things because this is common for everybody. We are sitting here for only one reason. Why? Because we met Prabhupada. He said, no, this is not the way for the goal of your life. This is not the way for happiness of your life. This is the way. Krishna consciousness. So, nitya baddha Krishna hoite nitya bahirmukh. Nitya bhunje narakari dukh. Nitya bhunje narakari dukh. We are eternally suffering in hellish condition. Everybody, the 7 billion people in this world, what are they doing? They are all doing through a garbage heap, a huge garbage heap, and they are picking out something to be happy with this. Every 7 billion people, billionaire, millionaire, movie star, scientists, they are all looking through a huge garbage heap in the world. There is no happiness. Dukhalayam asashvatam. In the material world, there is no happiness. Dukhalayam. Whatever you get is all going to be zero at the end of this life, which is very short. 60, 70, 80 years of life. Whatever you all collect, gather all these things from the garbage, it will all be taken away again. It will all be lost. So, nitya baddha bhunje narakari dukh. Kama krodhya dasa haya tara lati khai. Bhamitya bhamitya yadi sadhu vaidya paai. Kama krodhya das. What is our eternal position in the material world? We are servants of lust and anger. Kama krodhya dasa haya. And we are being kicked around because happiness that comes out of this is very small, chapalasukh. And lathi kicks are very big. 8,400,000 species of life, we are kicked right away from human life to snake's life, scorpion's life, bird's life, beast life, aquatic's life, shark, whale. We can go in any species of life. Trees, jalaja navalakshani, varieties of punishments. 900,000 bodies in the water. Stharadaksha Vinshati, 2 million species of trees and plants. Directly we are kicked from human form of life to one of the lowest forms of life. Bacteria. Ants. So this Kama Krodhya Dasahaya Tara Lati Khai and Brahmitya Brahmitya. And we are wandering. While wondering if we come across a physician, Maya has captured us, Maya has possessed us. We are being kicked around by Maya. Now how Maya can be relieved? By mantras. Maya is Pishachi. Pishachi means Dakin. In India everybody knows when a ghost or hobgoblin possesses you, this allopathic medicine will not work. Any medicine will not work. Some expert magicians, buas, they are expert in chasing away the ghosts. So, Ramite Ramite di sadhu vaidya pai. You found a physician, you find a physician, sadhu, saintly person. Tara mantra upadeshe maya pishachi palai. By his chanting different mantras, by his instructions, the ghost of maya will leave you alone. Then you start realizing, oh, I am not this person. I am Krishna's das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am a spirit soul. You forget. Maya Pisachi, the ghost of Maya, has convinced you, I am Indian, I am man, I am woman, I am animal. All these misconceptions have thrust upon by the association of Dakin, the ghostly Maya. By Prabhupada's instructions, by Prabhupada's mercy, we can understand this is not my position. I am servant of Krishna. Servant of Krishna. So, Taramantra Buddha says, Maya Pishachi Palai. So, most important thing we need is Sadhu Vaidya. Sadhu Vaidya. A person who is free from Maya and who can chase away Maya. Krishna bhakti pai, tave Krishna nikat jai. By mercy of sadhu, you get Krishna bhakti and you go near Krishna. Krishna bhakti hoy abhideya pradhan. Krishna bhakti nirikshaka karma yoga gyan. The process of success in spiritual life is Krishna bhakti, abhideya pradhan. Yoga, karma and gyan, they are standing. Dear Bhakti, if you are pleased, then we can also give some material happiness to this guy. If you are pleased, we can give knowledge to this guy. If you are pleased, then we can give some mystic profession. So, karma, yoga and gyan have no independent power to give anything to anybody. If little Bhakti is mixed, then karma can give you material happiness, yoga can give you some mystic siddhis, and gyan can give you some knowledge to proceed towards liberation.
This is another thing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. That if you go to any other teacher, there are many processes of karma yoga. Any process will give you success. Sab log bolte hain. Koi bhi paddhati marg lo, sab mein safalta milegi. No. Chaitanya Chaitanya says, bhakti karma abhideya pradhan. Krishna bhakti hoy abhideya pradhan. Krishna bhakti nirikshaka. Krishna bhakti mukha nirikshaka karma yoga gyan. Nirikshaka, they are observing like this. Please give me some bhakti so I can give some success. Without bhakti, only karma cannot give you anything. Without bhakti, jnana. So all the atheistic people talking about Vedanta, they cannot get any success. They will go become snake in their life, and their followers will become ants in their next life. But if they have bhakti, devotion, and knowledge, then there is some chance of success. So, it is also said by Lord Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam, tapasvino, dhanapara, yashasvino, manasvino, mantrapara, kshemam na vindanti, vinayat sevanam, tasme subhadra savase namo namaha. Tapasvis cannot get any benefit of tapasya. Manasvi, monis, cannot get benefit of thinking, speculation. Dhanapara and charity people cannot get benefit of charity. Vina, kshemam na vindanti, no benefit is achieved. Vinayat sevanam. Subhadra sava se. Bhagavan Subhadra sava. Without his service, you cannot get any benefit. So, Prabhupada says very clearly, Sakshadhari. Maharaj Rahugan is carrying palanquin. But by his knowledge, he is as good as Hari. And Rahugan Raja, King Rahugan, is a conditioned soul standing in front of him and addressing him. Who are you? Are you the representative of incarnation of Lord Kapiladev? He knew about Kapiladev, but he knew about the power of his pure devotee. This is another. If you are very pious in India, you may know about Krishna and Ram. They flock to the temples of Ram and Krishna, but they do not know the power of Krishna's devotee, Ram's devotee, a person in knowledge. They do not know the power. And therefore, they are confused. They'll go to Ram one day, they'll go to Ganesh one day, they'll go to Subramanyam one day, they'll go to this one day. They have no understanding of position. Sakale sanman, karite sakati, dehonath jatha jatho, tabe to gaibo harinam sukhe, apradhave hato. If your mind is not clear about the principles, even your chanting will not be clear. If you think that all demigods are equal to Lord Krishna and if you chant, that is aparad. To compare the name, yastu narayana devam, samatvena vikshadam, sapashandi bhavetam. Yastu narayana devam, brahmarudra adi devatam, samatvena vikshadam, sapashandi bhavetam. If you compare Lord Narayana, even with great personalities, such as Brahma and Shiva, immediately you become pashandi. Pashandi means atheist. Useless. You may be a great religious person, great sage, saint, but if Siddhanta is not clear about Krishna consciousness, then you will be confused. In your spiritual life, you will be. So Prabhupada is very important for the world because he has started a worldwide mission to clear Siddhanta of every living entity. And he proved that even Americans and Europeans can be cleared by this knowledge. So what to speak of Indians? All 80 crore, 90 crore Hindus, 800 million, they can all be cleared if Prabhupada's books are becoming textbooks in the curriculum. If they become textbooks, and if everybody goes to studies these books, then the principle will be clear. Lord Shiva is a great personality. Shiram yathada divikara vishesha yogat, sanjayata nahi tada prasagasti heto, dudh and dahi, milk and yogurt. He's yogurt. There's nothing wrong. He's as great as Lord Krishna, but little contamination of moral ignorance. That's all. We do not disrespect. We don't disrespect any demigods.
We see them all as servants of Krishna. Then Siddhanta is clear. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Ekaleshwara Krishna are sarva bhrutya. Te jaise nashaye sarva kare nitya. Only Krishna is the master. Even Lord Balaram is his servant. Even the incarnations are all his servants. This is what is explained. That Lord Balaram becomes sacred thread, becomes his shoes, becomes his asana, becomes his shayya. Balaram becomes like that. He serves Krishna in every incarnation. Even though he is a big brother, he has come as an assistant, as a complementary portion to serve Krishna. Everybody is a servant. Only Krishna is the master. And whichever position Krishna awards to whomever, he performs like that. There is no difference between Krishna and Ram and Narasimha Rava. Same Krishna becomes Ram, Narasimha Rava. But they are subordinate to Krishna. Everybody is subordinate to Krishna. This knowledge, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, Matta Paratram Nanyat, Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. There is no truth superior to me. Is actually a factual statement. There is no truth. There is no element. There is no person. There is no knowledge. There is no perception or concept which is superior to Krishna as a person. Bhagavad Gita is very clear about that. Brahma Samhita also says, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So, here it is said that King Rahugana was in the beginning little inflicted with passion. For a rich man, for a king to become spiritual is very difficult. He was a very pious man, otherwise he would not have recognized an ordinary palanquin carrier to be a man of knowledge. He was very sincere. He was very sincere, King Rahugana. Therefore, he got knowledge from Jada Bharat. Jada Bharat had a habit of not talking to anybody. This is the first time he spoke in his whole life. Knowledge. He was a full knowledge, but he never spoke to anybody. He explained that this Krishna consciousness is not attained by any other means. Rahu Ganai Tat Tapasanayati. Na Chejaya Nirvapanal Grihadva. Not by worship, not by renunciation, not by performing all the duties of householder life. Machandasa, neva jalagni suriye. Not by Vedic studies and singing the Vedic mantras. Not by submerging in water or tolerating heat and cold. Austerities. Vina mahatpada rajobhishekam. Without the dust from the dust particle. Without decorating your head with the dust particle of a great soul, this success, this knowledge cannot come. This is one of the most important verses that Prabhupada used to recite. Vina mahatpada rajobhishekam. This knowledge is coming in this chapter. So Rahugana received this knowledge. Otherwise, King Muchukanda, he was another great king. He was so powerful, son of Mandata, that he assisted demigods to fight with the demons. He was so powerful. But when he met Krishna, he said, "My dear Lord, I got this human form of life, but I am thinking I am a great king, I am a great leader, and I will domain on everybody. And this is how I wasted my life. There is a nice verse about that also. Labdhva janam durlabham atra manusham kathanchid avyanga atmana padaravindam na bhajati asanmatir gruhamanda kupe patito yathapashu. I got this very rare human form of life, which is ayatnataha, without any attempt, without any effort on my part, I got this valuable human form of life. But I did not worship the lotus feet of Krishna, lotus feet of your lordship. Asanmati, because of my
contaminated intelligence, and remained absorbed in Grihavandakupam, in the household of life, lived dark well. Patito yatha pashu, I was fallen like an animal. This is the mercy of Krishna that makes such a great king realize how insignificant he is when you see Krishna. When you see Radharas Bihari, if you feel insignificant, then you are right. Your prayer is right, your darshan is right, if you feel insignificant. And pray, dear Radharas Bihari, please let me chant Hare Krishna. Let me become your loyal servant. So, Mamesha Kalo, Ajita Nishphalogato, all my life was wasted. Rajyam Shriyo Nada Madasya Bhupate. Considering myself a king, I was intoxicated by my kingdom, my fortune, my opulence, my servants, my cattle, my possessions. I was mad. Martyatma Buddhe, Sutadara, Kosha, Bhushva, Asajya Manasya, Duranta Chintaya. Because of my association with the material world, with the contaminated intelligence, I was so attached to my children, my wife, my treasury, my cat, my possessions. I'm always thinking of Duranta Chintaya, always thinking about them. Kalevare Asmin, Katakutya Sannibe. And this body, which is not better than pot, it's like the pot is made of earth, the body is also made of earth. And this pot is going to become broken and become earth again. My body is also become a worm in land, in the earth, or ash, or some kind of earth, Nirudh Mano Naradeva Ityaham. But I was thinking I am a Naradeva, I am a king. Vruto Rathe Bhashapara Anitya, Gampuritan Stagnan Sudurmada. Neglecting you, O my Lord, I was traveling all over the world with my chariots, with my elephants, with my horses, and conquering all the people. And without considering you, I neglected you, and I remained intoxicated. Pramattam Uccha Itikita Chintaya, Prabuddha Lobha Viseshu Lalasa. I was always mad. I have to do this, I have to attend this, I have to conquer this, I have to manage this. In this way, itikritya, I have to do so many things, but I never thought about you, never thought of worshipping you. So, because when you do so many activities without Krishna consciousness, then what happens? Pravuddha lobha, your greed increases, your anger increases, your lust increases. And therefore you remain neglected and death comes and pounces on you. So, Maharaj Muchukand was very humble and he took shelter of Krishna and he conquered all his conditions that come with a kingly body. Similarly, Rahugana also by association of Jada Bharat was able to conquer all the bad influence of being a king. We all in the material world, this is 5,000, 10,000 years ago, so they were very protected by simple life and high thinking. And nowadays we have very complicated life, all gadgets. There are so many distractions. In Kali Yuga, there are many, many thousands of distractions to distract us easily. Therefore, we should be more careful and take tighter shelter of Krishna. It is, even though it's difficult, it's very easy also. Because that Lord Ramachandra says, Sakrudeva Papannoyas. If one time somebody surrenders to me, oh dear Ramachandra, I am yours. Sakrudeva Papannoyas Tavasmiti Yayachate. Oh my dear, I am yours. Abhayam Dadami Tatasmai Etad Vratam Mama. I give him fearlessness, he can rest assured, he will be protected by me. This is my promise forever. So Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, you just say one time, Pahi Maam, Raksha Maam, Krishna, 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 Pahi Maam. Krishna 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 Rakshama. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Paima. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama. Constantly chant this mantra. Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan Yatra by chanting this mantra in South India when he went. So this is a very effective mantra. And of course, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This chapter is very important in fifth canto. How Maharaj Bharat took 3 births and ultimately he found success by good association with Bharat Raja, so King Bharat. He gave good association to Raugan. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, very amazing class, Prabhuji. You said, Vina Mahatra Padar Jobhishekam, this verse. This Mahat Padar Jobhishekam means what exactly? We have to take the dust off his feet or we have to act as per his instruction?
Yes.
What exactly? Both?
We should act as per his instruction. That is Mahat Padar Jobhishekam. If you say, Lord, Lord, we shall not go to heaven. Jesus Christ says, Those who shall call me Lord, Lord, shall not go to heaven. Those who shall follow the will of my Father shall go to heaven. So you have to follow the will of the Guru. He has no personal agenda. He has no personal instruction. So Prabhupada wants you to chant Hare Krishna nicely and preach about Krishna. And that is accepting the dust from his lotus feet. That he says when he went to America, he wrote a poem before putting his foot on the American soil. He said, my Guru Maharaj has ordered me, it was his desire that this Krishna consciousness be spread across the mountains, across the rivers, across the towns and villages all over the world. And it is his desire that I have come to fulfill. So, my dear Lord, if you wish me, you can give me power. I don't have power, but you can give me power. So this is what our business. Taking dust from lotus feet is to follow his instruction. And you can also take dust from Vaishnavas who are present. That is also very good. By serving them. Prabhupada is very pleased. If you are humble, take dust from people, serve them, and also follow the instruction of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is doubly pleased. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Adaras Bihari ki jai.